Hey guys, welcome to Tracking the Trend, the sports column for Tiger Times Online. To promote the NBA All-Star Game, we will be doing a mock draft of the All-Stars.
Since 3 years ago, the NBA has been hosting a draft for the All-Star Game. The two players that received the most fan votes from the West and East are the two captains for the All-Star Game, and they take turns picking from a pool of 22 All-Stars to each create a team of 11 players, 5 starters and 6 reserves. From each conference, the West and East, a total of 12 All-Stars are selected. The 10 starters, 2 guards, and 3 front courts from each conference are chosen by 50% fan votes, 25% player votes, and 25% media votes. The 30 NBA coaches choose the 14 remaining reserves.
Yeah, this year, the two captains are LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, however, will not participate in the All-Star game due to a hamstring injury, so Jason Tatum will replace him as a starter. Keeping this in mind, we thought that it would be fun to simulate the draft by picking for James and Durant and giving brief explanations for each pick. We're going to use the same format, picking players in place of the captains. I will take the place of LeBron, while Jordan will pick for Durant. Now, let's get started. Who's your first pick, Jordan?
Former All-Star Game captain, 2-time regular season MVP, 3-point contest champion, 3-time NBA champion, the list of accolades goes on for this player. Stephen Curry will be my first pick. He's averaging over 29 points per game while shooting over 40% from 3-point range. Steph is a fan favorite and will definitely not only entertain the virtual fans, but also transform into a human torch that lights up the All-Star Game.
You know what? That's a great pick. I love how Steph Curry uses his off-ball movement to get open all the time, and he's a great pairing for any All-Star. But since you took him, I'll take Joel Embiid. Embiid is also having a ridiculously efficient season, and there's no one in the league who can guard him one-on-one. A 7-foot player who can knock down jump shots from the free throw line or post you up and dunk on you? He's an absolute mismatch. We mentioned him in our last article about MVP candidates, and now he's probably the favorite to win the award. Watch out for him. He's a threat anywhere on the court.
Embiid is definitely a great pick. To counter your pick, I'll go with Nikola Jokic, the Joker. Jokic is truly playing amazing basketball this season as another MVP candidate, and he has demonstrated his prowess in passing the ball even as a center, and has dominated the game in an unconventional way. He'll feed Steph the rock and help facilitate the offense.
Yeah, Jokic is such a great passer, he would be an amazing addition to Steph. But at this point, since I've drafted 2 large players, I'll need a guard, so I'll take Luka Doncic. He's an elite passer who makes ridiculously clutch plays, and even though it's only his 3rd season in the NBA, he's got sneaky tricks up his sleeve, such as pump faking near the rim or stepping back for game-winning threes. He'll be an amazing addition for my team. So who's your next pick?
I can't believe this player hasn't been picked yet. Giannis, the reigning defensive player of the year and regular season most valuable player, is my next pick. Giannis will counter LeBron with his spectacular defensive abilities, perhaps showing us another clutch block just as he iced the game last year, nearly giving his team the win.
That's true. Giannis does have great two-way value from his defense and offense. But you know who's another player who has great two-way impact? Kawhi Leonard. He's been under the radar because he didn't play great in last year's playoffs, but he's still having a remarkable season. Averaging 27 points is no joke, and along with Durant, he's probably the best mid-range shooter in the NBA today. I mean, there's a reason why he won All-Star MVP last year. Let's also think about his defense. He's a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year who can clamp the other team's best player down.
Kawhi is definitely a great pick. Since I need to pair another elite guard with my sharpshooter Stephen Curry, I will pick Kyrie Irving. Despite missing some games this year due to personal reasons, Kyrie has clearly reminded the world who the true basketball wizard is. Irving, as one of the most skilled players in the league, can always get a shot using his fancy dribbling and immaculate footwork. His dribble penetration will open up 3-point opportunities for Steph and driving chances for Giannis.
Yeah, I've watched some Nets games this year and Kyrie has hit some ridiculous shots. But as my final pick, I'll take Bradley Beal. He's currently leading the league in scoring at nearly 33 points per game, and such a dangerous shooter is always great to have on a team full of other dangerous weapons. But it would be a miss to think that he's just a shooter, since he has surprising quickness when driving to the hoop as well. I love the way he gives my team extra balance.
It is such a bummer that Durant cannot play in this year's All-Star game. But to counter that, my final pick will be Jason Tatum, the superstar small forward from the Boston Celtics. Tatum is an extremely versatile forward that possesses all the key skills in basketball. One play we can bank on when we need a bucket late in the fourth is Tatum's signature sidestep three-pointer. Now for the reserves, we will simply pick the players without giving detailed explanations. Eugene, who's your first reserve pick?
I'll go with James Harden. This is a pretty easy pick for me, considering that James Harden is a great creator, and he's playing the role of a point guard extremely well for the Brooklyn Nets this season.
I wanted Harden, but for me, I'll go with Damian Lillard. He's the definition of a clutch player, and what would the Trailblazers be without him?
Yeah, no, Dame is playing, in terms of the quality of his play, he's playing up there with the starters, man. I guess I'll go with Paul George. He's shooting well above 40% from three-point range this season, and considering his diverse skill set, that's all the more impressive.
People definitely need to forget last year's playoff performance for George. For me, next I'll go with Zion Williamson. He's a fan favorite, and he's been playing extremely efficient basketball this season. I expect him to do the same in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Zion is just fun to watch. I'll go with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is a strong defensive player. He has been throughout his entire career, but this year he's also upped his offensive game, which has made him into a first-time All-Star.
Definitely, he's a centerpiece for the Boston Celtics. Next, I'll go with Zach LaVine. He's been carrying the Bulls for so many years, and his dunks, along with his three-pointers, are truly special.
Yeah, man, Zach LaVine is fun to watch as well. I guess I'll go with Vucevic. Vucevic is the centerpiece for the Magic, and although he's a big man, the entire Magic offense runs through him, which is pretty special to see these days.
I'm sure Knicks fans will get excited with my next pick, which is Julius Randle. He's helped the Knicks get a win record of over 50%, which has only happened once in the last 8 years, before the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I can't remember the last time the Knicks were this good. For my next pick, I'll go with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a Defensive Player of the Year candidate this season, and with his incredible length, he's been having amazing defensive sequences where he gets blocks, steals, and does absolutely everything on the defensive end.
Simmons has definitely been such an important piece for the 76ers. Now I'll go with Devin Booker. He's extremely underappreciated, and he's an elite guard that's been leading the Suns for so many years.
Yeah, I was trying to go with Devin Booker, but... Well, I'll take a different elite guard then. I'll go with Donovan Mitchell. He's shouldering the offensive burden for the Jazz, who have the best record in the NBA this season.
Who expected the Jazz to beat the Lakers currently? Next, I'll go with Gobert. He's another Defensive Player of the Year candidate, and he's the defensive anchor for the team that's been leading the league.
Absolutely, Gobert is a solid pick. Well then, with my final pick, I'll go with Domantas Sabonis. He's a smart offensive big man with remarkable shooting given his size.
Then I guess Chris Paul is my final pick. He's a savvy veteran who's been providing leadership for the Suns, and he definitely deserves to be in the All-Star game.
Well, that wraps up our mock draft for the 2021 season All-Star game. You can check out the real All-Star draft on NBA.com. In this year's All-Star game, which was held during the first week of March, Team LeBron won once again. And with this victory, Captain LeBron now holds a 4-0 record as a GM for the All-Star game.
Well, we'll have to see whether the King will be defeated in next year's All-Star game.
Definitely. Thank you everyone for tuning into Tracking the Trend by Tiger Times, and we hope the mock draft was informative but also exciting and fun.
Yep. These were your favorite sports reporters, Woojin and Jordan. See you next time.